Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday. Woo! Happy birthday Friday. We've always got birthdays on Fridays here. And if it's your birthday, happy birthday. And if you're not listening to this on April 10th, 2015, whenever you're listening, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Welcome to Heal Your World. I'm Heaven Lee, and today we are talking about getting your happy going. Are you happy? Do you wish to be? Today, we're going to give out happiness blessings until you are so full of smiles, you're walking into your weekend just skipping through the weekend. It is possible to be happy. And back to happy birthday, I'm just going to say it out loud. Sometimes I hem and haw, and I'm not sure where I learned how to do that, but happy birthday, Charlie Hunnam. My daughter and I are so into Sons of Anarchy. I'm a son, too. You can't watch Sons without your son. We love this show. As violent and crazy as it is, it's about family, and it's about love and loyalty and all those good things. So I'm not saying you have to watch it, but happy birthday, Charlie Hunnam. So there, Jackson, that's his name. We are all about the Jackson here at Heal Your World. And if you'd like more, you want to know what I do and who I am, intuitivespiritguide.com is where you find more about me. You know, there are plenty of people out there who would love to bring you down, and there are plenty of stories of what is wrong with this world. So what do we do about that, and how do we stay happy in an environment like that? You know, to change what you do not like, it's so important to focus and expand what you do love. And so many people are so focused on fixing the problems that the problem is their entire focus. And so they don't ever get beyond, this is terrible, this is horrible, what am I going to do, I don't know what to do, I'm so sad, I'm so angry, this is pointless. What's the point of even trying? You know, you have power. And there are things that you love. And if it's hard to focus on this, but it's easy to think over and over and over about what you don't like, it's not your fault. That is something that your brain, our brains, have been trained to do. And if you think back and think about it, did your parents focus on what you did right as a child? Were they always telling you, oh, this is wonderful. Oh, I love the way you do this. Oh, this is so good. Keep doing that. Or did they focus on what you needed to change, what you needed to improve? Were they constantly harping on you to do things better and complaining about what they saw as your faults? This can be really discouraging. And I think most of us understand that. And where did they get that idea to approach child rearing? Oh, man, that was the big thing when I was growing up. It was called child rearing. I don't even understand that term. That sounds horrible. What about empowering? Empowering your child. And you start with your inner child. And that expands like rays of light coming from your heart. When you know how to love and heal yourself from some of the dumb things that your parents taught you, and they got that from their parents telling them they couldn't do anything right, and you better fix that, you better change, and when are you going to be like me? Wow. And then what happens? Sometimes we grow up to be just like that without even realizing it. We're putting that shame and pain and abuse on children around us or our children if we're parents. It's so important to focus on what your children do well. And it heals you inside. And it breaks that pattern of what your parents did to you unknowingly, subconsciously. They were brought up to think if you focus on the problem, you can fix it. And that doesn't work. It just keeps you thinking about the problem and expanding on the problem. When you focus on what you love, you expand that. And this is what I'm asking you to stretch your mind and think about that today. And call me if you would like a happiness blessing. Our number here is 646-716-7684. This is my job, and I love it, to send encouragement and empowerment. Did you know that the key to happiness, one of the keys, is to think about the things that you like about yourself? What do you like? It's one thing. Has anybody ever said, oh, you have beautiful eyes? Or, oh, I love your smile. It makes me feel happy inside. Think about that and expand that. One thing can turn into happiness. Happiness is inside of us. It's our natural state. You are love. You are spirit. You are rays of bright, shining, warm happiness. But we forget. We use our imagination to think about, oh, what if this happens? And what if things get worse? That's a lot of power, and it's working. So all you need to do is take that power and use it for manifesting the happy stuff instead of going around and around and around and keep giving power to what you don't want by thinking about how bad things are. That's all you need to do. First, recognize you have tons of power. You have a gift. You are very powerful, and you can use that power to stay in frustration and sadness and focusing on problems because you're good at manifesting. If you have a lot of problems, feel your power to manifest a lot of problems because that's true. Sometimes we have a lot of problems, we feel powerless. Feel powerful when you have a lot of problems. You're a good manifester. You've thought long and hard about, oh, man, these problems are so terrible. And you keep manifesting more and more and more. My challenge to you, think about what you do want. Think about that. Start out thinking about that just half as much as you think about your problems. Now, think about that, things you really want just as much as you think about your problems. See things start to change. See the balance changing. Now, one more step. Think about what you really, truly love. What makes you so happy you could get up and dance. Think about that more than you think about your problems and see what happens. See how the balance starts to change because you have the power. It's up to you what you want to focus upon. That's my challenge. I'm going to take some calls and give away some happy blessings today. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Here we go. Welcome to Heal Your World. I'm Heaven. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. It's so wonderful to hear your voice. Would you like a happiness blessing?
I sure would.
Oh, very cool. All right, here we go. Today, I am using the Unicorn, Magical Unicorns, Oracle cards, and they're from Doreen Virtue, and they're very magical and makes me happy to use these. So I'm shuffling through and just feeling for that sparkle that says, this is Sandy's card. Tell her this. Give her this. This will help her be happy. Oh, beautiful card. This one is the biggest message right on top is simplicity. And there's a beautiful white horse running through a gorgeous green meadow. There's a brook right by the horse, sparkling and clean, and dropping into a little waterfall. There are red flowers and blue flowers in this meadow and gorgeous trees, and those rays of warm sunshine coming through the tree branches. It's gorgeous. There's a little black and white dog and a little white kitty sitting and enjoying this meadow as the white unicorn is running through. So that's your happiness blessing. It says, put your energy into the basics and let go of excess. And sometimes the excess, like, you know, all of us have so much luxury, right? Sometimes the excess is thinking about problems and thinking about what we don't have. So that's where simplicity is such a blessing. One of my favorite books is Simple Abundance by Sarah Bombonek. It's a pink book, and it's beautiful, and it reminds me of this message of simplicity. You know, run through a meadow, and if you don't have one close to you, run through that meadow in your mind. Imagine that beautiful, bright sun shining through the branches. And how do you feel, Sandy?
Oh, I love it. I feel fantastic. I love
beautiful.
It. I'm a happy person anyways, but I am just, I just take things with the flow. Whatever happens, happens. And
wonderful.
I just wanted a good message, and I got it. So thank you so much.
You.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're so welcome, and I appreciate you calling in, and call back anytime.
Sure will. Thank you. You have a great day.
You too, and have a really fun weekend. Run through some meadows.
Well, my birthday was Wednesday, so I'm going to celebrate my birthday. So
beautiful.
I'm going to be running everywhere. Thank you.
Happy birthday. My dad's birthday was just yesterday. He passed in 2011, but I feel his spirit. So April is a beautiful birthday month. Have a great one.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You're
have a blessed day.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You too. Bye for now. Okay. Hey, you. I recognize this number. Welcome to Heal Your World. How you doing? Hello. Are you there? Well, I can see your number, and I will come back to you in a minute if you're still there. Hello. Okay. Goodbye. I'm sending you happiness and love. And you can call back again if the call dropped on your side. All righty then. What makes you happy? Do you think that if things are going bad, you don't deserve to smile? Happiness is the key to success rather than the other way around. People often think, oh, if I just had this, if I just had that new dream job that I really, really want, if I just had that new dream man or dream woman that I really, really want, then I would be happy. And so many of us are taught to think, all the magazines, if you just have this dress, you'll be happy. If you just have this weight, you'll be happy. If you weigh this much, you'll be happy. No, because then you get to that weight and then you feel like, oh, well, maybe my boobs should be bigger, or maybe I need a facelift, or maybe I need this or I need that, and then I'll be happy. It never stops, because the key to happiness is deciding to be happy. Abraham Lincoln said that. He said that he believes that people are about as happy as they make up their mind to be. Isn't that great? So this isn't a secret that's just being revealed now. Abraham Lincoln knew it. It's one of those common sense things that your mom tells you when you're a little kid, and then she doesn't know how to do it. But it's still important, because you got the message. And then it's just putting it into practice. So that's my challenge for you today. Carrie in chat room. Carrie, would you like a blessing today? I would love to draw a special magical unicorn card for you. Feel free to call in for your happiness blessing, 646-716-7684. Some of us don't ask for what we really want in life because we think we don't deserve it. And did you hear Sandy, who just called in? She said, well, you know, I'm a happy person anyway, but I just want to call in and get a good message. And that's a beautiful example right there of already being happy and valuing happiness and asking for more, knowing that you deserve it. That's a huge step, knowing that you deserve it. And nobody else is telling you that. If your parents didn't tell you that, please listen to me. I love you, and I know that you deserve that happiness that you want. That seems to elude you, but it's real, and it's within your power. If you don't believe me, believe Abraham Lincoln. He's an honest guy. He won't lie to you. Oh, I'm loving giving happiness blessings today. Here we go. Welcome to Heal Your World. I'm Heaven. What's your first name? Oh, I heard you breathing. Well, the call dropped, as Blog Talk will sometimes do. So area code 207, please call back if you get a chance. I've got your happiness blessing right here. I'd love to talk to you live, but if you don't get back to me, I'm going to give you a blessing anyway. So there. It's a win-win situation. If you call in, even if your call gets dropped, I'll still give you your happiness blessing. So, you know, we make the rules, and I'm all about changing the rules if you don't like them. Don't let anybody put their stuff on you. That is something you don't deserve to have to look at life through somebody else's perspective, whether it's your parents or your husband or your wife. If they're making you feel less than, if you feel that their opinions and their view of what you should be or what you should do is dragging you down and hurting your spirit, you know, you're the one that gives them the permission or doesn't give them the permission to do that. You're the one that decides. You have that power. And I'm here to encourage you to take your power, to use your power. And it's not a blame thing, because chances are they were taught to think a certain way and that you need to be or do certain things or be a certain way. And so they give you what they think is good advice. But if it hurts your spirit, you're allowing it to. You have the choice. You have the choice. Some people spend their whole lives feeling like a victim. Story over. Oh, I've been hurt. I've been hurt. So what do you expect of me? I can't do it. I've been hurt. Do you know you have the power to allow that hurt in or to say no? Put your hand up right in front of your heart. No. You can come here and go no further. And that hurt that that person's trying to put on me, they own it. Give it back to them. Not in words, not in a dirty look. Just let them own what they were trying to give to you that doesn't feel good to you. Let them keep it. Let them own it. Let them deal with it. It's not your hurt, and it doesn't need to turn into your pain, and you do not need to be the victim. So let's go. Let's give 207, they haven't been able to get back in for whatever reason. Let's give them their blessing. Area code 207. I know that's not your name, but you're 207 to me. 8675309. Yeah. Numbers are special to me. You know that. Oh, well, here it comes again. Teamwork from the magical unicorn oracle cards by Doreen Virtue. Your blessing today is about teamwork, and it's a beautiful white unicorn with a golden horn, and she has these beautiful big brown eyes, and she's standing next to a wall, and there's a cute kitty right next to her, and he's putting his paw right on the horse's nose, and you can just tell that they're communicating, and they're helping each other. It's very sweet. Work with others to make this situation come about. When you work together, area code 207, happiness blessing person, when you work together with teammates, you can accomplish what you're wanting to do. And that's your happiness blessing for today, teamwork. Carrie, I'm going to give you a blessing now. I'm going to switch to the Archangel Michael cards today. I love these. Here we go, Carrie. All right. For you, prayer will help this situation, as it always does with anything. Prayer helps you feel your own power. So I thank you so much for all you do to make this world a better place. And I give you the reminder of the immense power in prayer. And this prayer, this archangel, beautiful archangel with huge white wings and just a starburst of light behind his head, and two gorgeous copper bracelets around his wrists. His hands are folded in prayer. And this is a depiction of Archangel Michael. Dear God and Archangel Michael, and anyone else to whom you pray, such as Jesus, I ask for your divine intervention. And Carrie, you put your situation right in that space. I welcome your help, and I trust and follow your guidance with gratitude and grace. I need a miracle, and ask that you send one to me in this situation quickly. Thank you, and amen. And I say amen, too. You know what amen means? Most people do, and some people don't, and just say it in church. Amen means so be it. So be it. So let it be written, so let it be done. Yul Brynner in the Ten Commandments. So be it. Prayer is so powerful, and it's part of our manifesting power is prayer, because when you agree with your spirit guides, you agree with God, who is love, God, Goddess, love and power, and you're just saying, I know this can happen, and I know that this will happen in the best timing for me. I know it, and I agree with you, and I feel that you know it too. And the spirit guides come right into your heart and agree with you, and that's power. Blessing of happiness, Carrie, so you can let go of being sad about that situation that doesn't seem like it's been taken care of yet, because it's in the works, and you'll see it. You'll see it unfold in the perfect timing. Now, my family and I, to share a personal story, my family and I have been going through some crazy stuff for the last 6 months. You know, when you look at everything as, what can I learn from this? It helps take the bite out of it, because you realize that no matter how painful, no matter how confusing, if you learn something from it, that's invaluable. It's worth more than silver or gold or paper money or anything. It's worth more than that. So we've been going through something with promises made by a certain person that person, for whatever reason, did not fulfill. And it was, you know, big, a heavy impact on our whole family that this person made a promise and then just for whatever reason never got around to actually doing it. So many lessons to be learned. For one thing, when somebody's doing something that affects you, you don't have to let it hurt you. You can feel the sting and you can honor that. So I'm not saying, oh, just hop around and pretend that everything feels good. there are things in life that don't feel good, and you honor how that feels. But when someone is treating you in a way that doesn't feel good to you, you can learn something. First of all, okay, feel how this feels. This doesn't feel good. I will not treat others in this manner. That's a good first lesson. You know, and be careful if somebody's putting something off and putting something off and putting something off and testing your patience endlessly, it helps you to learn, have I done this to other people? Do I need to be more timely? And, there's always something to learn. Also, don't be the victim. And we, as a family, decided, okay, this promise is not being fulfilled after months. What are we going to do? Are we just going to sit here and take this and keep believing in that person's promise when it's been broken time after time after time? Kind of like Lucy and Charlie Brown in the football. Keep saying, okay, here, come. You can come and get what I promised. Come and kick the football. I promise. I'll hold it this time. And you go and you're all happy. And you believe again. And you go to kick the football and she grabs it before you can actually kick it, and you fall on your butt like Charlie Brown. There are many experiences in life that can feel like that. And so one thing I've learned is when I say I'm going to hold that football for somebody, I'm going to hold that football for somebody and let them kick it. So all kinds of things you can learn. What happened is we all decided we were going to take action. And the promise that was supposedly to come from that source and may still in the future at the right time for that to be fulfilled, and maybe that other person has things to learn before that will be fulfilled, but we decided we're going to take action, and we did something else. We believed this promise not from that person but from the universe, from our source, from God, that this promise would be fulfilled. And so we said, well, okay, we accept this promise from another source, not just this person that keeps breaking their word. And you know what? Things began to happen. And we got those things we were hoping for and believing for, but from a different source. You know that can happen, right? If nobody's ever told you that before, and if you're sitting there wishing that this person that's been in your life for years and years and years would finally love you as you deserve to be loved, and you've prayed about it, you've believed for it, and they still don't. They don't know how. They haven't been taught. They don't bother to learn your love language. You know what you really like, what makes you happy? I loved it when my dad would bring home silly surprises. It didn't have to be expensive. You know, it was just fun to be surprised. And for somebody, that's a love language. Did you know that? They like to be surprised. Maybe that's you. And you've been hoping and praying. Just, okay, I won't even hope for a bouquet of flowers anymore. Just bring me one. Just bring me a freaking dandelion. Just do something in my love language. And maybe they don't. You know, that love that you want is absolutely something you deserve. But maybe that person that you're trying to get it out of, it's like you've heard the term trying to squeeze blood from a turnip. Maybe they don't have it in them. They don't have that sensibility or that talent to tune into you and know what it is you need. Well, you know what? You can get that from another source. First of all, God. And I'm here to tell you, God loves you, source, the universe, whatever your word or feeling is for God. I feel God, goddess energy as love. Love. So love is going to give you love. And you can believe that that will come from other sources, other people, friends, your children. You know, maybe your husband doesn't understand how to do that or give you that. Can you give you that? You absolutely can. You absolutely can. It's a little bit tough to surprise yourself unless you're kind of forgetful the way I am. You can leave a little surprise, a little chocolate or maybe just $5 in a coat pocket and find it later. That's a way to surprise yourself. Gosh, you know, if you get creative, you can do just about anything. You can make your own dreams come true. I see Carrie in chat room. She's saying, thank you so much, Heaven. This really helps. That's wonderful, the power of prayer. I see Charlie Ray in chat room. Hi, Charlie Ray. I wish you happiness blessings. She says, good morning, Heaven. I'm on my way to work and cannot call in, but would love a blessing today. All right, absolutely. Yes, in absentia. I love that word, absentia. Absolutely, Charlie Way. Here we go. I've got the angel, Archangel Michael cards in my hand today. And, you know, when I send out these blessings, they're so real. They're so real. I was doing a personal angel guidance with a lady this past week and keeping everything confidential. I don't tell names or anything like that. But something happened, and I just got all of these overwhelming thoughts about, oh, you got to tell her this, you got to tell her that, tell her, get into classes and do something creative. And everything that the spirits were telling me, I'm just like what I like to call a channel, a messenger. I deliver. I just deliver the messages. And she said, well, I am in classes, and I have something creatively planned, too. And the funniest thing, as I started the reading, my phone froze up. And what it made me think of was, the spirit can do that. Oh, they get in with our phones, with our TVs, turn things off and on. the first thing I thought of, frozen, oh, let it go. But I didn't say that to her right away because I thought, well, that's just silly. What does that have to do with anything? But it was really kind of nerve-wracking until I just settled down and realized, okay, I couldn't turn my phone off to restart it. I couldn't get it out of the photo mode. Nothing was happening. So I felt that funny feeling, well, tingly all over, like, oh, my gosh. Please let me do this reading for this lady. She's waiting. And then, boom, my phone turned itself off, turned itself back on, and I still had this, oh, my phone was frozen for a while. And I let her know that. Well, it wasn't till the end of our reading that I said, okay, you know what? I get silly things. And it felt like Angel Michael giving her a personal message. I said, you know, I get silly things. And when my phone froze up at the beginning of this reading, the first thing I thought of was, let it go. And I was supposed to tell you that. So here I am telling you that because I've learned that even if it sounds silly to me at the time, it could be just what the person needs to hear. Sure enough, she said, oh, well, that's the exact title of a book I'm reading right now, Let It Go. So the spirit was aware and seeing that she was reading that book. The spirit was aware and wanting her to know, I see you. Your life matters. I love you. Yes, that's a great book for you to read, and I hope it really helps you, and I know it will. How great is that? Just silly things that can pop into our head can be the angels smiling on us and saying, I love you. I see what you're going through, and I love you. And what more do we need? Isn't that amazing? That spirit is engaging with us. Charlie Ray, here you go. Here's your happiness blessing. I know it's going to be a good one. This is another Archangel Michael. Ooh, God is in charge. Oh, I love this one. The beautiful Archangel Michael with such a loving and peaceful look on his face. He holds a sword, but it's not a sword to hurt people. It's not a sword to cut, to damage. It's a sword to give light, light of protection. I feel that as purple light all around you. And his sword of light, and there's a picture here of a beautiful woman. It's like a Madonna image, beautiful woman. And she's holding a child. And there's a child. Children are very important in your life, Charlie Ray. Very important. grandchildren, no, and your children, they are your heart, and God is taking care of them. And that's what this card, your happiness blessing today from Archangel Michael, speaks to this. And the prayer is, dear God, please help me let go of this situation. Oh, let it go. Giving it in faith and trust to your divine wisdom and infinite love in order to resolve and heal everything and everyone involved. When love blesses you, everyone benefits. It's not, I want to win and I want them to get theirs. You know, and I know, Char, Charlie Ray, I know you don't think like that anyway. You are about everyone benefiting. Anything and everything you do is geared toward everyone getting the best out of it. And I thank you for that. You are a healer, and I respect and honor you in that. And God takes care of everything else. There's a song, I think it's from the 70s. It's Keep Doing Your Best and Pray That It's Blessed, and He'll Take Care of the Rest. And I think that's Keith Green, I think, but the last name I know is Green, the writer and the singer of that song. And it's just such a cute and fun song. And I think of that in terms of the way I live. I think of that so often. Just keep doing your best and pray that it's blessed, and He'll take care of the rest, and she'll take care of the rest. I see God as male and female, God and goddess. God is not a man. I mean, I think a lot of people picture God as him and only a him. Well, then why are there women? I mean, aren't we made in God's image? So, just something to think about. Ray, and so many blessings to you. Remembering that there are helpers, there are angels, there are spirit guides, love is always there to help us. And when you agree with love, you just manifest so much more power. So thank you so much. That's your blessing. And all of these blessings, anybody who wants to grab on to any one of these blessings that are given today, you just grab right onto it. It can benefit you too. And I'm sure everyone calling in or asking for a blessing through chat room, I'm sure they'll share with you. If you need it, it's yours too. Charlie Ray, big heart. Yes, big heart. Big hugs to you. And have a wonderful day today and an awesome, blessed weekend. Ooh, it's April 10th. I have something more to let you know about what I do. It's personal angel guidance. If you would like to know more about that, contact me through my intuitivespiritguide.com website. Lots of goodies there. You'll like them. Go see it. Angel guidance readings take you on a loving journey filled with messages that your angels and spirit guides long to share with you. You'll discover wisdom to help you with real life issues. Spirit is showing you every day that you are love and you are so very loved. You can find angel guidance at intuitivespiritguide.com. Welcome back. This is Heal Your World, and I'm your host, Heaven Lee. And we're talking about happiness today. We're giving happiness blessings, and I thank you, everyone who's calling in. Boom, another caller popped up. Thank you so much to everyone who's calling in. And I have something, a quote here. Oh, this is beautiful. Yeah, ooh, I love this quote. Speaking of Charlie Hunnam, this was a line actually written for him by Kurt Sutter. My daughter put something out on Twitter yesterday. It's so cute. If you've ever seen Linda from Coffee Talk on Saturday Night Live, it was Mike Myers' skit that he did, and it was a repeated character, loved Barbara Streisand, loved her voice like butter. So so my daughter and I were watching Sons one night, and it was all about like Sutta, Kurt Sutta. He's a Sutter. He's a wonderful writer, and he's got another show coming up. So anyway, for you Suns fans, here's a quote. Every day is a new box. You open it and you take a look at what's inside. You're the one who determines if it's a gift or a coffin. Ooh, yeah, like Sutta. Kurt Sutter, thank you, Jasmine, for that. For that, like Sutta, I love butter. So I love that whole like butter, and that's what Mike Myers would say as Linda on Coffee Talk. that Barbara Streisand's voice was like butter, and anything that Linda, this character of his, liked was like butter, if it was like the best. So thank you for that, Jasmine, my baby girl. She's 24, but she'll always be my baby. I love her so much. Time to take another call and give out more happiness blessings. Welcome to Heal Your World. My name is Heaven. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Are you ready for your happiness blessing?
I'm sorry?
Are you ready for a happiness blessing today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. I am finding yours in the Magical Unicorns Oracle cards today. These are by Doreen Virtue, and they're just beautiful, and everyone has a magical unicorn on it and a message for happiness. So here we go. What I do is I shuffle through the cards, and when it comes to the one that is just right for you, I will feel either warmth or sparkle, and that's why I use these cards. They're so fun. They're so beautiful. There we go. This is yours. Oh, one step at a time. Your blessing for happiness today is one step at a time. And this is a gorgeous high-stepping unicorn. Reminds me of the Morgan horses that my grandfather on my mother's side used to train, Morgan horses, and the way they step and pose. Beautiful, gorgeous, and there's a huge rainbow behind this beautiful white unicorn. There are stones, interesting stones in a circle, and a fire with smoke going up into the night sky, and this gorgeous rainbow in front of that. This has to do with your ancestors. This has to do with them helping you and being a bright light for you and saying, just take it one step at a time, honey. Just one step at a time. You don't have to try to do everything at once. That can drag you down. But a great key for happiness is lots of little steps make big dreams come true. And that's your happiness blessing today, Pat. How do you feel about that?
I can't tell you how appropriate it is. You're almost going to make me cry. I'm in such a life crisis on so many levels, and I am trying to deal with everything and getting so frightened. And on top of that, I've had an epiphany. This is why I called you, about my agoraphobia since age 6, and it makes me extremely unhappy, and I'm just sort of I'm seeing it with different eyes lately, and I'm just really, really want to get rid of it. And that involves happiness. And I know we make our own happiness, but this is, it's almost a chemical problem with me. And I'm just desperate to be done with this. I'm 61 years old and I'm on the search now. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And it's absolutely appropriate to get help with that chemical imbalance, and I totally understand that. My dad, whose birthday was just yesterday, had a lot of issues with that and the bipolar. So it's absolutely appropriate to get the physical help with that, and that could be that first little step. And I'm sure that you've been working on that and trying to do the best thing for you. Also, with just diet, that can help so much in getting the hormones, balanced, but you don't need to be taking everything. It can be all seem like it's being all thrown at you at once, but you have the power to just pick one. Like, all right, I'm going to work on this today. You can't do it all at once. So I know that that can seem so overwhelming. And I bless you and I call on those guides, your parents, grandparents, your ancestors. This card is just showing that they're so right there with you. And it's seven of them, seven stones. And there's a fire in the middle of the circle of your ancestors. So they're with you. You are absolutely not alone in this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
First time.
Many
first
blessings
time.
To you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Call back anytime. Much
I
love
will.
To
God
you.
Bless.
And have a happy weekend. God bless you.
Thank you.
And bye for now.
Bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much, Pat, for calling in. That's that's so beautiful. Her ancestors, I mean, just I feel that. And this card, there's a gorgeous white unicorn. There's a big, huge rainbow, but these stones, they almost look like headstones, but they're full of power because our ancestors are there. We are spirit. We will not die. They are spirit. They never die, and they never leave us. And I know for some that's just really out there and hard to believe, but there are a lot of people that know this and feel this on such a level in our spirit that it can't be taken away no matter what. I was raised to think that there is no immortal soul, that we just die when we die, and then God, you know, if we were good in our life, God, whatever the church labeled as good, God will resurrect us, you know, either to a happy life or damnation. So we're taught all kinds of different things. But when I was 11 years old, my grandmother passed away. And I was even told, this so drummed into my head from when I was a kid, you shouldn't say passed away. They didn't pass away. They died. I mean, how cruel to a little girl who lost her grandmother. Well, my grandmother is still with me. And at 11 years old, I had these extremely vivid dreams that she was right there with me, talking to me. It was so very real. And so any other belief systems that were thrown at me, put on me, even as a child when we're just so impressionable, it didn't stick. It didn't take, because truth, this is a big thing today, truth wins out. No matter what you've been taught, if it's not true, it won't win. It won't last. It'll run. It'll sprint. But it won't win in the long race. You know? Those things you've been taught that are lies, those things you may have heard about somebody, if it's not true, then it's not them. The lies won't stick. Where they might stick is in people's minds. But that still doesn't make them true. No matter how many times a lie is repeated, that does not make it any truer than when it was first spoken as a lie. So grab onto that. Anybody who's ever been lied about, or lied to, if it's not true, it won't stick. It won't win. But there's something to be learned just through somebody speaking that lie. There's something to be learned. Let's go back. What's the first thing we can learn? Don't lie about people. It doesn't just hurt them. It hurts you. And then it hurts everybody with the ripple effect when they allow it to. You know what can stop a lie? Don't believe it. Just don't believe it. Don't pass it on. Stops it. Dead in its tracks. Oh, I love this. Thank you for calling in. Happiness is the most fun thing to share. So go out and share some. Smile at somebody. You have that power. Oh, bye-bye, Charlie Ray. I see smiley face in chat. by, and thank you so much for being part of the show. You can be part of the show in chat room if you don't feel like calling in or you don't have a phone. Who are you? I'd like to meet you if you don't have a phone. You may have an incredible, happy life without worries or cares. Here we go. Welcome to Heal Your World. My name is Heaven. What's your first name?
My name is Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashil, ooh, love it. Are you ready for your happiness blessing?
Yes, I am.
All right. Archangel Michael, Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. These are my go-to cards. I love these. Archangel Michael. And I'm shuffling through. When I feel that little spark or little warmth on it, I know that's yours. Oh, this is going to seem maybe just too easy to do, but this is so good for you right now. This card says it's a big tree, a beautiful angel in a purple robe, huge white wings, and she's outside. Spend more time outdoors. That's your happiness blessing today. And the prayer that goes with this is, thank you for motivating me to spend more time outdoors and for helping me relax and enjoy connecting with nature. That might not be a big part of your life right now, but nature is calling you.
I was looking forward to the nice weather and so I can spend some time outside in the park and just enjoy the beautiful weather. It's funny to say that.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, all of your spirit guides and angels are agreeing with your plans that this is wonderful for you. You know, it might seem funny, but when I'll go for a walk sometimes, I will actually stop and I'll just put my hand on a tree and just feel that energy. And I don't dare start talking to the trees, but I listen. If there's cars going by or people walking by, they think I was crazy. But I listen to the energy. Nature has so much to teach us. So that's beautiful. So go and enjoy the park. I love that it's warming up.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to that, just going to the park and, you know, just sit down on the grass and just have my computer with me and do some research and just have a drink with me and just enjoy the view.
Yes.
You know?
That's a wonderful, wonderful plan. I totally bless you to do that. What do you research?
Just trying to start over my career. Trying to get my career back on track.
Wonderful. I send you blessings for this.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I send you blessings for this, too. So happy research outside in the great outdoors. And thank you so much for calling in. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. You're very welcome. Call back anytime. Bye for now. Thank you so much for calling in. Well, that's so fun. So his angel said, get outside. Outside is healing for you. And he said, well, I was just planning to go in the park and looking forward to that. So that's fun. Oh, I love this. You know, we are the ones with the power. You, if nobody's told you that, or you haven't heard that in a long time, or you're afraid to let yourself believe that and to allow that truth in, listen, you are power. You have the power to create your life any way you want it. And when things seem to come against you, it's coming against you, so you will be able to learn something very important for your plan. It's not telling you you can't have what you want. It's saying, oh, that, what you want, well, you're going to need this. You're going to need to know this so you can have that that you want. So never take something that seems to be stopping you as actually stopping you. It's not a barrier. It's something that you're going to need to learn. It's a tool. It's a tool. I've been through this. Oh, my gosh, some of the most painful things in my life. I needed to go through that so that I could know what I know now, so that I can help you. You know, it's really important. We build so much compassion, empathy for others when we go through things with the attitude of, oh, this is a tool. I need to know this. instead of letting it defeat us or becoming a victim. So I'm here to say, don't become the victim. Be the power that you are. No one can break your spirit. Someone commented on my song Unbroken Spirit earlier this morning. And so that reminded me, tell them that. No one can break your spirit. No one can take your happiness away from you. You are happiness. And I'm working right now on a book of affirmations, and it's going to be entitled My Magical Life. And I'll give you words to say to remind yourself every day that you are power, you are love, and no one can break your spirit. Tune in again next week, and I'll be giving more blessings. This is my favorite thing to do. I see you in chat, Mystic Realm, and I send you great blessings of joy and love, and nobody can break your spirit. You have the power. You tell them you come here and no further, and they can own anything that comes against you. You let that person just keep that. They can own that. A very dear friend of mine, Rose, helped me with that. So I give that blessing to you. Have a beautiful weekend. I love you so much. You know that you are beauty and eternity within. You are love, and you are so very loved.